begin this next session,
我们上这堂课之前,
a fabulous, wonderful question was asked during the break. And the question was, how was Jesus delivered from that which he feared?
耶稣怎么样, 这问题是, 怎么样从他所惧怕的中得到释放, 得到自由?
And the question is built on the premise
问题的基础是,
that there is only one way to be delivered of something.
只有一种得释放得拯救的途径。
But that's not true. There are two ways in which God delivers a person from adversity.
拯救人脱离困境有两个途径，不止一个途径。
First way is by removing the problem altogether.
第一个途径是借着把所有的难题都除掉。
Slaying the enemy and removing the problem.
把仇敌杀掉，把问题解决了。
The second way in which God delivers.
第二个解救的途径呢?
Is taking you through the difficulty and preserving you.
借着带领你经历这些困境，然后叫你安然脱险。
And this is the way the Father answered our Lord's prayer and saved him.
借此呢，父神就回应了。 他儿子的祷告，然后救他脱离死亡。
As he was identified with our sin and had to embrace it as the cursed one.
耶稣担当了我们的罪，而且受了我们当受的咒诅。
God preserved his integrity, Jesus' integrity.
神保守了耶稣的纯正。
He never doubted his father in all of that process.
他整个过程当中，主耶稣从来没有怀疑过他的父神。
And saved him in that process.
而且拯救他,
through it.
借着这个,
so that he could come
out
on the other side, having finished and completed the father's will.
所以他就安然度过这一切，成全了父神的旨意。就,
so, I hope that may clear up any questions you may have had.
我想这应该把你的难题都解决了吧。
Well, the text we pray the Lord again speak to us is once again the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 1.
我们神要向我们说话的经文再次再回到约翰福音第十五章。
I want to speak in this hour on the theme, a devoted grower.
我们这一堂课要讲的,
a devoted grower.
主题是一个精心。 培养的人，培育者，精心的培育者。
John chapter 15 verse 1. You're going to have this memorized by the time.
15章第一节，我们没讲完之前，你应该把这段经文背下来了。
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。When
you say God is my Father, what are you thinking about?
当你说父 神是我的父的时候，你想的是什么？
Are you happy about that pronouncement, or does it leave you uncomfortable?
你听到这样的话，你心里开心呢，还是不高兴？
Some actually struggle with the concept of God as Father.
有些人啊，对父神，对神是我们的父的这个概念有挣扎，不能接受。
Often the reason for this is because of an earthly father that mistreated them or abused them.
往往这个原因是他们有一个地上的父亲虐待他们，或者对他们不好。
Some way their father was less of a father than he should have been.
所以他们地上的父亲呢，低于一个父亲的标准。
I believe there are a lot of Christians who just say the words, God our Father.
我相信很多基督徒啊，仅仅嘴巴说，父啊，神，你是我的神。
And they really don't think anything about it, positive or negative.
从来不去想它的含义，不管是正面负面的。
Cliche, it's just a term.
口头禅而已，就是说说而已。
It's nothing more than a title for God.
不过是神的一个称呼，父啊。
Now, the Father, who is called the first person of the Trinity, is greatly misunderstood.
所以这三位一体的第一个位格父是往往被人很大的误解了。
He may not be as misunderstood as the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit.
三位一体第三个位格圣灵，我们往往没有误解他。But
he is not endeared to us as the Son is endeared. He's not as appreciated as the Son.
但他不像圣子一样 被人欣赏接纳爱戴。
Jesus is good.
耶稣是美善的。
The Father is good.
父神是美善的。
And yet for so many, the Father isn't as good as Jesus.
但对很多人而言，父神没有像耶稣那么一样的良善美好。
We think of the Father as this angry, judgmental Old Testament deity.
我们想父神是一个旧约里面一个充满了愤怒的一位神明。
A God that's hard to please and vengeful.
一位难以讨他喜欢的喜欢报复的一个神，我们把他当成
这样。He that sent the great flood of Noah.
就是他把挪亚的洪他洪水叫洪水降临，然后实灾临到埃及。
He opened up the ground and swallowed up dissenters.
他把那些反叛的人都降在裂缝地的裂缝当中。
It was God the Father who had His people slaughter entire races.
父神把整个国度、整个列邦都斩尽杀绝
，including even children and babies.
包括小婴孩都杀了。
He gave others diseases. He sent fire down and burnt up people alive.
他从天降火把人给烧掉了。
He allowed marauding armies to punish his people.
他让那些入侵的民族把他的老百姓给杀。
In this way, we see Jesus so completely different than the Father, do we not?
所以，我们从这个角度，我们看到父神跟主耶稣完全不一样，似乎。
Jesus seems easygoing.
主耶稣似乎是和蔼可亲，平易近人。
Tender-hearted, compassionate.
何等的慈悲、良善、同情、怜悯。
This amazing loving person who has come.
他是何等的和蔼可亲，哎呀，慈祥。
To ward off the Father's anger toward us.
他要不让父神的愤怒临到我们啊，保护我们。
Now I may be overstating it a bit.
我也许讲的过分一点啊。
But don't you sometimes see the Father? Not as loving as the Son.
你是不是这样？有时候你看父神没有像圣子一样的慈悲怜悯。
It's easier to pray to Jesus than the Father. It's easier to pray to Jesus than the Father.
我们跟耶稣祷告比跟父神祷告更容易一点，是吧？好像。
Now, friends, I think this is not only wrong in our understanding of God.
我想，我们这对神的理解不但是理解错误。
But it's detrimental to your relationship to Him.
而且使你跟神的关系也大受伤害。
If you were here last night,
如果你昨晚也在这儿。
I'm sure the second session piqued your interest.
我相信第二堂课叫你的兴趣能够更加大一些。
And that's what you're really wanting me to get to.
这是你要我真正讲到的。
I'm seemingly dragging my feet a little bit. You may want me to hurry up.
我似乎这个动作缓慢，讲得很慢的。你要我赶快讲到这点。
But there are things in this parable that we have to understand if we're going to operate in the spiritual realm.
在这个比喻当中，有些我们必须明白的事情，我们才能够在这个灵界当中运行自如。
We have to chip away and remove these false images of God.
我们必须把那些对神的错误的概念跟思想都一个个剪削掉。
These inaccurate ideas of God is hindering your fellowship with Him.
这些对神的不正确的认识影响了你跟神的交通和关系。
The truth is, there's no difference between the Father and the Son.
其实父跟子完全是一样，没有分别。
The only difference is the function of the two persons.
唯一的不同就是两者的功用不同。
Jesus said, "I and my Father are one."
耶稣说，我和父原为一。
He said, "He who has seen me has seen the Father."
耶稣说，那看见我的就已经看见了父了。
The judicious or wrathful God in the Old Testament.
在旧约里头那位审判的充满愤怒的神,
is the same gracious and humble Jesus in the New Testament.
是那同一位在新约里头那位和蔼可亲、蛮有慈悲的主耶稣。
Well, you may ask me.
也许你会问我,
how do you explain the difference in how God was in the Old Testament and the way He is in the New Testament?
你怎么描绘在旧约里跟新约里的
In the Old Testament, he acts like a strict judge. In the New Testament, we see this forgiving Savior.
在新约里头我们看到这位愿意饶恕我们的救主。
My answer to you is,
我对你的答案是,
I disagree with the premise that God changed from the Old to the New Testament.
我不同意这样的看法, 旧约到新约神会改变的, 不, 不会改变。
God said of himself,
神自己说的,
I am the Lord and I change not.
我是主耶和华,
the Lord God was as gracious in the Old Testament as he was wrathful and vengeful in the New.
旧约里的神跟新约 在旧约是如何的慈悲，新约也一样。旧约是如何的充满愤怒，新约也一样，没改变。
He cannot change.
他永不改变，他是一样的。
The Bible tells us
圣经告诉我们,
that it was the love of God the Father that sent this Jesus to us.
是因着父神的大爱才差遣他的爱子来到世上。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
甚至将他独生子赐给我们。
Why?
为什么？
Because he doesn't want you to perish, but have everlasting life.
因为他不叫你灭亡，反而得到永生啊。
I'd like to quote to those who think God was just hard to please in the Old Testament.
那些说旧约的神是很难叫他喜悦的，我喜欢用的经文是
that he delighted in judging sinners.
他喜欢审判罪人。
I love to quote Ezekiel 18.
我喜欢引用以西结书第十八章。
In Ezekiel 18, the Lord, the same God the Father,
主耶和华同一位父神啊。
Cries out with great emotion.
他呼喊，对，充满了激情的呼喊说，
Why will you die?
你们为什么要灭亡？
I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked.
我不喜悦恶人灭亡。
Turn and live.
回转吧，活下去吧。
This is the same God that calls the flooding waters of the Red Sea to destroy the Egyptian army.
这是同一位叫红海的水淹没埃及兵丁的同一位神。
It's the Father's love that I want to magnify in this session.
在这堂课我要讲的是父神的大爱，我要
As a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have a Father that loves you.
身为一个耶稣基督的信徒, 你有一位爱你的父神。
He loves you more than you love yourself.
他爱你远远超过你自己爱自己。
He loves you more than you love your closest relative.
他爱你远远超过你爱你最亲爱的亲人。
And what's incredible is,
最难以置信的就是,
He loves you in the same way that He loves His Son Jesus.
他爱你就像他爱他的爱子耶稣基督一样。
So, for me to show you this in the scriptures, we need to progress according to the scripture.
我们要从圣经里头给你看到这一点，我们要按照圣经按部就班的讲。
And it's right here. Verse 1.
第一节,
And my Father is the vine dresser.
我父是栽培的人。
I want you to think for a few moments on the Father's desire for the vine's success.
我要你想一想啊，父对葡萄树的成功的盼望。
A vine grower does not plant a grapevine just to pass the time.
一个栽培的人不仅仅栽一个葡萄树就为了消遣消遣而已。
Rarely are grapevines used as landscaping plants.
很少我们把葡萄树当作欣赏的一些花卉。
They're not just for decoration, in other words.
不仅仅换言之装饰一下而已。
They're planted in order that somebody can eat some grapes.
我们种葡萄树的目的是为了吃葡萄。
And the more successful the vine is, the more grapes the vine grower will be able to eat.
所以这葡萄树葡萄园越成功，我们这些栽培的人就可以吃的就可以吃的更多果子。
God the Father did not send His Son into this world to fail.
神父神没有差他儿子到世上为了叫他失败的。
The Father designed and assured the Son's success.
父神要儿子，而且保证儿子必定成功，会多结果子。
Now there is a rising tide among evangelicalism in the West.
在西方的福音派圈子里头，有一个潮流越来越高的高潮流。
And it's nothing more than old heresies revisited.
这个潮流不过是一个从前的异端，现在又再次重现。
Many claiming to be evangelical.
很多人自称是福音派。
Are doubting the atoning death of Jesus Christ.
却怀疑耶稣的替死代罪。
Over 60% of professing evangelicals in the United States.
美国60%的所谓的福音派的基督徒
said they believe that they have something to do in order for their salvation to be complete.
相信他们必须参与到神的救恩当中，好叫他们自己可以得救。
Others are teaching that Jesus's life and death only save as an example.
还有人说耶稣的死跟复活不过是做我们的榜样而已，叫我们效法。
An example of how we are to live.
我们应该怎么效法他的榜样而生活。
The fact that God brutalized His Son, had Him put to death.
他们反对神把他的儿子压伤，把他叫他死掉。他们反对这样，
They call
太残忍了。
Cosmic child abuse.
他们说这是宇宙的儿童虐待。
Anybody hear of this?
你有没有听过宇宙性的儿童虐待
？They reject His death on the cross because they believe a loving Father could not do that to His own Son.
他们拒绝耶稣十字架替死，因为他们不相信一位父神可以这样子对待他儿子，虐待。
Other false teachers are contending that Jesus is a sacrifice.
还有一些假师父，是这么认为的，他们认为耶稣是个牺牲品。
That satisfies divine justice.
他满足了。父神的公义。
But that God, or excuse me, Jesus did not purchase or redeem a particular people.
耶稣没有救赎一群他所拣选的特定的子民。
In other words, his death does not guarantee anyone's salvation.
他的死并不保证任何人的救恩。
It just made salvation possible for all.
不过使救恩向全人类都开放，所有人都可能得救。
Listen closely.
好，请注意听啊。
I believe the Bible says salvation is possible for all.
我的确相信啊，
yes.
救恩是向所有人开放，所有人都可能得救，没错。
But there is more intentionality and purpose in our Lord's death.
但我们耶稣基督的死的用意远远超过这些。
Than to make salvation available to all.
不仅仅是使救恩向全人类开放，人人可以得救而已。
Does it seem right to you that God would sacrifice His Son?
神要牺牲他的儿子。
And only turn around and leave it's solely in the hands of a sinner to decide if they want him or not.
然后任凭罪人决定决志要不要信他。这对你来说合适吗？合理吗？
What kind of vine dresser would that be?
这是什么样的栽培者？
Listen, the Bible says,
请听圣经说，
that this wise and experienced vine grower,
这位
wise,
这位最有智慧的栽培者
does not leave the production of his vine to chances.
不会让他的葡萄园的生长顺其自然的。
A vineyard grower selects only the best vines.
一个栽培者，葡萄园的栽培者会选择上好的葡萄种子。
He wants to minimize his risk.
他要把那个冒险率减到最低。
He adds the right nutrients to the soil.
他把土壤里头加上最好的肥料。
He cultivates the plant.
他也培养，精心培植他的 葡萄树
prevents funguses and diseases that the vine is susceptible to.
它不让那些细菌、那些侵袭的东西进来，使它的葡萄树受亏损。
The only variable that a vine grower cannot control is the weather.
那唯一一件这位栽培者不能够控制的因素是气候。
But the vine grower in our text can do that.
但我们经文里的这位栽培者有能力掌控气候、天气。
And so this master gardener called God the Father.
所以这位最高级的栽培者称之为父神。
His son, the vine.
才他的儿子耶稣基督。
Making sure that the labor of the true vine will be fruitful.
保证这真葡萄树他所下的功夫一定会结果子。
And for that reason, the Bible says,
因此圣经说,
that a number of people have been given to the Son before the foundation of the world.
在创世之前，那得救的人数已经赐给子了。
And all those who have been chosen will become fruit bearing.
凡被他拣选的人都会成为多结果子的枝子。
If you're His,
如果你是属他的,
you will produce fruit.
结出果子来。
The question is, do we believe this?
我们是信还是不信?
In John chapter 6, verse 39,
约翰福音第六章三十九节,
on 6:39, we read,
我们读到,
that God the Father left nothing to chance.
父神没有任凭这些任其自然发生。
He is going to maximize his son's efforts.
他要使他的儿子所付出的代价得到最高的果效。
He will ensure all that he intends to save by the blood of Christ will be saved.
他要保证凡是他所要借着基督的血所救赎的人一定得救。
John 6:39.
六章三十九节。
This is the will of the Father who sent me that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but it should be raised up at the last day.
猜我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的叫我一个也不失落在末日却叫他复活。
All he has given me,
凡他所赐给我的
when did he give them to him?
他什么时候把这些人赐给耶稣呢?
Paul answers before the foundation of the world.
回答说在创世之前就已经赐给他们。
Look at verse 44.
再看44节。
No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him.
若不是差我来的父吸引人，没有人，就没有人能到我这里来。
And I will raise him up in the last day.
到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。
The Father draws him.
父神吸引他。
This word draw is not the word beg.
这个吸引不是恳求
or please,
也不是 求他请他邀请他不
no, no.
不
It means to compel
吸引的意思就是
It means to take a rope and pull as you would a bucket out of a well
意思就是像拿一根绳子把井里的水给拉出来
It's the activity of God the Father
是父神的工作他的作为
in saving his people
他拯救他的百姓吸引他们
It is written, verse 45, in the prophets.
45节说到，在先知上写的说。
All these who are drawn and come to Christ.
他们都要，就是这些被吸引的人都要蒙上帝的教训。
They shall be taught by God.
他们要蒙神的教训。
And therefore everyone who has learned, heard and learned from the Father comes to me.
凡听见父之教训有学习的就到我这里来。
God has left nothing to chance.
神没有任凭自然。
First of all, he's not a believer in chance.
首先他不相信机遇。
He rules the entirety of his creation and nothing happens by accident.
因为他主宰他所造的万物没有一件事情偶然发生碰巧发生。
He has guaranteed his son a bountiful harvest from his sacrifice.
保证他儿子的牺牲必定得到丰满的收成。
The Apostle John in his Apocalypse Revelation says,
使徒约翰在启示录里头说道
He saw a number that could not be numbered.
他看到那不能数算过来的就被救赎的人
Whatever God promises, He's faithful to keep.
神所应许的他必要实现
Beloved,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Do you have a vibrant connection with Jesus?
你是否跟耶稣基督有一个活泼的生命的关系呢？
Then he has promised to make you a part of his son's success.
他应许了一定会使你成为他的儿子的。
You are a part of Jesus' success.
你是耶稣的成果的一部分。
What does that mean?
什么意思？
Well, it means he keeps his promises to you because of Jesus.
这意味着他因着耶稣基督，他必定保守他的应许，成全他的应许。
Do you think he can reject his only beloved begotten?
你想他能够弃绝他所爱的儿子吗？
How often do you feel unworthy even to ask something from God that he's already promised you?
往往多少时候你觉得神已经应许你的事情，你觉得你不配得到呢？
Well, you shouldn't.
你不应该这样。
The answer has to come.
答案一定会，一定，神一定垂听你。
Because the promise is in Jesus.
因为神在基督里应许你。
Therefore, it's because of Christ's worthiness that we can expect the answer.
因此，因着基督配，所以我们必然得到他的应允。
How involved is the Father in the vine's success? Let's look at that.
父神在他儿子的成果里头，how successful.
Yeah. Look at the Father's involvement in this, his son's success.
我们看看父神在他儿子的成功里头是所参与的是什么。
Well, first I suggest that the Father gave the appropriate tools for the son to get the job done.
首先我建议是父神给儿子
equipment,
合适的工具来成全他的旨意。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 5, the Bible tells us that the Father gave a sufficient body to the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们，父神给了他的儿子一个充足的一个身体，够用的身体。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5.
十章第五节，希伯来书。
Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me.
所以基督到世上来的时候就说，神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给我预备了身体。
What kind of body did the Lord give the Son?
我们的主给了父神给了主耶稣什么样的身体？
It's a body free of natural corruption and depravity. We talked about that in the last session.
那是一个没有败坏的，没有罪性的一个身体。我们上堂课讲到。
Secondly, he gave him the spirit without measure.
他赐给他无限量的圣灵。
John chapter 3, verse 34. John 3:34.
约翰福音三章三十四节。
He gave him the spirit without measure because he wanted to make sure Jesus had everything he needed.
三章三十四节，他赐圣灵给他是无限量的，因为他要肯定耶稣一定会完成他的使命。
For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God does not give the spirit by measure to him.
神父神所赐的，神的所差来的。就说上帝的话，因为神赐圣灵给他是没有限量的。三四节。
And we know that at his baptism, the Spirit of God descended upon him.
我们知道在耶稣受洗的时候，圣灵临到他像鸽子。
To empower him to do everything the Father had commanded.
赐给他能力，能够成全父神所差遣他所做的事。
We read that the Spirit drives him into the wilderness to be tempted.
我们读到圣灵催促他，催他到旷野受试探。
Jesus says, "If I cast out demons, it is the finger of God, the Spirit of God upon me."
耶稣说，如果我赶鬼是靠着神的灵，就是神的指头。
Peter preaching to Cornelius' household said that God had anointed his son with the Holy Spirit.
彼得向哥尼流全家讲到说父神用恩膏，圣灵恩膏他的儿子行神迹奇事。
Everything that the son did, he did By the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督神的儿所做的一切都是靠着圣灵的充满，圣灵的能力。
Just like you and I are now to do everything by the indwelling Spirit of Christ.
正如你我现在所做的一切都要借着内住的圣灵而行。
The Bible also tells us that this devoted vine dresser preserved Jesus from an untimely death.
这位圣经也告诉我们说，这位精心的培育者
，untimely death。
拯救耶稣脱离一个不到死期的死亡。
Luke chapter 4,
路加福音第四章
verses 28 through 30 shows us an incident where the people were going. Luke 4:28,
二十八节
shows us an example.
给我们看到一个榜样
of where they were going to cast Jesus out of the city down the cliff in order to kill him.
会场里的人呢，就起来要撵他出城，要把他。推到山崖里头。
What happened?
结果呢？
They led him to the brow of the hill, verse 29, on their city which was built, and they might throw him down over the cliff.
他们就起来撵他出城，要在城造的山上，他们带他到山崖，把他推下去。
But what happens?
结果呢？
Jesus simply passed through the midst of them and he went his way.
耶稣却从他们中间直行。
I can tell you what happened.
我告诉你发生什么事儿。
The Father preserved him.
父神保守了他。
Gave confusion to the enemy, and he could just simply walk right through the middle of.
他使他们的仇敌混乱，好叫耶稣能够安然的从他们中间经过。
This happened on two different occasions.
在两次都是这样的情况。
Not only did he preserve him from an untimely death, he preserved him from sin.
他不仅仅拯救他脱离一个不该死的时候，而且他也拯救他脱离罪恶。
Saved him through it.
他救他脱离，就是经过这些试探，而不犯罪。
Now we don't have time, nor do I have intellectual resources.
我们没有时间，我也没有这样的理性，聪明智慧。
Solve the theological debate: Could Jesus sin or not sin?
来解决这个神学问题，耶稣能犯罪还是不能犯罪？我们现在且没时间啊。
Some say that the Son.Could have sinned if he chose to.
有人说，如果神的儿子他选择犯罪，他可能犯罪。有人说。
Others argue, no, that would be an impossible.
有人反对说这不可能。
But this I do know.
但有一件事我敢肯定。
That the Son looked to the Father for keeping.
神的儿子仰望父神来保守他。
The Son answers the theological debate this way.
神的儿子回应这个神学的辩论，这么回答的
：“My Father preserves me from sin.
我父神保守我不致犯罪。”
In Psalm 91,
在诗篇九十一篇
，The psalmist under the inspiration of the Spirit prophesies of the Messiah.
诗人在圣灵的感动下预言到弥赛亚到来。
This is a messianic prophecy.
这是一个有关弥赛亚的应许。
Even Satan knows that and uses it in the temptation.
甚至撒旦都知道这个诗篇，而且在试探主耶稣的时候引用这段经文。
Psalm 91 verse 10.
就是一篇第十节怎么说？
Let's read it.
我们看看。
Psalm 91 verse 10. Do you remember Satan quoting this to Jesus?
记得撒旦引用这段经文。
But friends, it's true.
朋友，这是真的，这段经文没错。
This is.Exactly about our Lord and Savior.
这段经文是关乎我们主耶稣基督的。
No evil shall befall you.
祸患必不临到你。
Nor shall any plague come near your dwelling.
灾害也不挨近你的帐篷。
He shall give his angels charge over you.
因为他要为你吩咐他的使者。
To keep you in all your ways.
在你行的一切道路上保护你。
He would preserve his son from sin.
他要保守他的儿子不犯罪。
As he will preserve you from it.
正如他保守你不犯罪一样。
If you, like the son, would look to the father at all times.
如果你像主耶稣一样，总是仰望父神。
What does the Bible say about your temptation?
圣经怎么论到你的试探呢？
Does it say you have to give in?
是不是说你必须要犯罪呢？
Does the Bible say, well, you know nobody's perfect?
圣经有没有说，反正没有人完美嘛，谁十全十美呢？
We all sin.
我们都犯罪吗？
No, it doesn't say that at all.
圣经绝对没有那么说。
The Apostle Paul writing to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 10:13.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书第十章十三节怎么说？
No temptation has taken you.
人所遇见，你所遇见试探，无非是人所能受的。
And what will God do?
神会怎么做呢?
He'll be faithful.
神是信实的。
God is faithful who will not allow you to be tempted.
他是信实，他必不让你受试探，超过你所能忍受。
Beyond what you are able.
不会超过你的
限度。But with the temptation, will also make a way of escape.
当你受试探的时候，他也要为你开一条出路。
That you may be able to bear.
叫你能够忍受得住。
Being able to bear it doesn't mean giving in to it.
忍受得住的意思不是说你会受试探会犯罪啊。
Victory over it. Victory.
乃是你能够胜过试探。
I believe this is what the vine dresser did for the vine.
我相信这是这位栽培者为他葡萄树所做的。
And he will do it for you.
他也会为你做到这一点。
But he also guided his ministry.
而且他不但如此，也引导耶稣的服事。
Last night,
正如我们昨天晚上看到,
Jesus said, "Everything I do, I see my Father do."
耶稣，我做的一切都是我看见我父做什么，我就做。
Everything I say, I hear my Father say.
我听见我父说什么，我就说出来。
Completely directed by the Father.
完全蒙父神的引导。
But also,
好，而且。
The Father pruned the vine in order for the vine to produce fruit.
父神。培植葡萄树，好叫葡萄树能够结果子。
I don't know how many of you know a whole lot about growing grapes.
我不知道你们多少人知道怎么样培植葡萄。
But in growing grapes, you begin with your young grapevine.
你要培育葡萄树呢？你从这些幼嫩的枝子开始，幼嫩的小葡萄树开始。
The very first year you plant it, you let it grow. You don't prune it at all.
头一年呢，你让这个葡萄树成长，你根本不会去修剪它。
You want it to gain height.
你让它慢慢长大，高一点。
If a second year is required to get the necessary height you need, you allow the vine to do so.
如果第二年呢，你需要更多的成长，让它长高一点，你让它继续的自然成长啊。第二年。
Somewhere in the second or third year, the vine grower will do something that seems harsh.
但第二、第三年当中呢，这个修剪的人就要做一些似乎是很残酷的事儿。
He will cut the very top out of the vine.
他会把葡萄树的尖头啊，拔尖的地方给。
He does not want the vine to grow any taller.
他不愿这个葡萄树长再高，不能再长高了。
He takes the knife and he wounds the vine.
他拿起剪刀来，他要伤害这个葡萄树。
What this does is encourage lateral growth of branches.
这个就会导致横向的枝子的蔓延成长。
Out of the main vine will come out these arms.
从这个主干当中会伸出这些枝子来。
Which will produce the branches that will bear the fruit.
就会长出枝条来，这些枝条就能够长出果子。
Isn't this exactly what the master gardener did to the true vine?
这就是我们这位最伟大的精心栽培者向真葡萄树所做的。
Cut back the sun.In his youth and in his prime,
他把主耶稣他的儿子在他的黄金时期把他给砍下。
Did he not bring to bear upon the son the knife?
他难道没有让他的刀落在他儿子身上吗？
And what was the consequences of this severe pruning?
这个严厉的修剪的结果是什么？
You,
你我就
are the consequences.
你我就是结果了。
Branches,
我们就伸出枝子来了。
We are the result of the son's terrible suffering.
你我就是神儿子的痛苦的所结的果效。
What seemed to be horrible cruelty?
对，他似乎是很可怕、残酷的一件事。
Is the very force of the life of the vine in making branches?
借此。这枝子就产生了，这葡萄树就伸出枝子来了。
This is all according to the prophet Isaiah.
这一切都是按照先知以赛亚的预言成就的。
The prophet says that our Messiah was cut off from the land of the living.
先知说，我们的弥赛亚会从活人之地被剪除。
The words cut off are packed with meaning.
这个剪除这个词意义深厚。
It means more than just dying.
不仅仅是死掉而已。
The prophet continues and he says,
先知继续说,
For the transgressions of my people, he was stricken.
为我百姓的过犯,
he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people, he was stricken.
因着我百姓的过犯,
Those words cut off,
这个剪除这个词,
they mean to be cursed. They mean cursed.
意味着被咒诅。
In Psalm 37, verse 22, Psalm 37,
诗篇 37篇22节,
we read,
我们读到,
Psalm 37, verse 22, For those blessed by him shall inherit the earth.
蒙耶和华赐福的必承受地土,
but those cursed shall be cut off. There it is again. There it is again. Cut off. Paul picks up on this in his epistle to the Galatians, chapter 3.
Galatians 3:13.
To be cut off from the people of God meant you were separated.
从神的百姓当中被剪除的意思就是你被隔离了。
But not just from the people, but from God himself.
不仅是与百姓隔绝, 更是与上帝隔绝。
And so Paul says to the Galatians 3:13,
所以在加拉太书三章十三节, 保罗说道,
has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
基督既为我们受了咒诅,
having become a curse for us,
为我们受咒诅,
for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅, 因为经常解说, 凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。
Paul quoting Moses here,
这里保罗在引用摩西,
says that Jesus was not suffering the penalty of the curse. He says he was a curse. Jesus was the curse. Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. He became the curse for the transgressions of his people. So that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
好叫我们因着信能够得到神的应许,
and be the blessing of God.
成了神的祝福,
a delight to God.
成了神所喜悦的。
Do you realize?
你知道吗?
Your Father enjoys you.
你的父神喜悦你。
You're his child.
你是他的儿女。
You're no longer his enemy.
你不再是他的仇敌了。
He delights in his children. Pastor, doesn't the Bible say that we often grieve the Spirit? We bring God displeasure?
那牧师不是说你们不讨神喜悦吗?
It does say that.
的确,
but even when your children displease you, you don't disown them.
但是你不会因此就不要他了。
You still delight to call them your son or your daughter. You still delight to call them your son. I know of a family very recently. Saw a child go a way they hoped no child would ever go.
他们看到自己的孩子背逆, 他们盼望他不那么做,
and they loved that child through the sin and the heartache.
他们虽然心痛, 看到犯罪,
Why?
仍然爱他, 为什么?
Because they delight in them as a child.
因为他们还是爱这样的孩子。
You're not cursed anymore.
你不在咒诅之下。
You're not cut off anymore.
你不再与父神隔绝了。
He enjoys you.
他
I want to go so far as to say that God loves you and He also likes you.
他爱你, 他喜欢你。
Why?
为什么？
Because he made you.
因为他创造了你。
And he is overseeing your development.
他在整个你成长的过程，他都在眷顾。
He knows what you're going to be.
他知道你会将来会变成什么样。
And if you could see what you're going to be like the Father sees.
如果你会看到你会成为像父神一样看到你将来成为的样式的话
blown away.
你会不亦乐乎
If you could see someone
如果你能够看到一个人
who has died in Christ and come back glorified
在基督里死了然后又复活了然后得荣耀了
You'd be tempted to bow before them.
你会受试探在他脚前俯伏敬拜。
Their beauty transcends anything you've ever seen.
哇，他的荣光荣美超越一切。
Oh, my dear friends, the Father knows what He's doing with you.
亲爱的朋友，神知道他在你身上做了什么事。
You can never disappoint somebody who already knows beforehand what you're going to do.
你不能够叫一个他知道你他在你身上要做什么事，不能叫他失望。
Jesus,
耶稣
was cursed so we could be blessed.
受了咒诅，好叫我们蒙祝福，而且成为别人祝福。
The cutting and the wounding of God,
神的修剪
is not malice.
和神的剪除不是出于恶意
It's mercy.
乃是出于怜悯。
We're going to study this afternoon. The Father brings the pruning knife and cuts you and me too.
我们下午会看到神父神拿起那个剪刀来修剪我们，也修剪我们。
You hear that this afternoon? Please, I'm pleading with you now.
你今天下午听到这些，我请求你。
It's not malice. It's mercy.
这不是出于神的恶意，乃是出于他的怜悯。
It's not ruthlessness. It's kindness.
不是残酷，乃是他的慈爱怜悯。
It's not cruelty. It is true love.
这不是
true love.
不是残忍霸道，乃是真正的爱。
Some of you are going through some rough times right now.
我们当中有人正在经历一些痛苦的时刻。
I want to conclude by telling you an experience I had.
最后我要总结，告诉你我个人的一个经历。
A few years ago,
几年前
a sister in our church brought me a lady who was going through a severe marital problem.
一个姊妹把另外一个姊妹她经历婚姻的很艰难的一些。痛苦的一个姊妹带来。
Her husband had been unfaithful and he was divorcing her.
丈夫对她不忠心，要把她给离了。
As we visited, I do what I often do when I don't know somebody.
当我们在讲话的时候，我就做了我常常做的，不认识一个人的时候常常做的事。
I go right to the heart. I want to know.
我就一刀见血，我要知道。我知道她的心到底她的心何在。
I asked her if she.
我就问那个姊妹，我问她是不是基督徒。
She said this to me.
她对我说，注意听啊，她说。
You know, if you had asked me that question before all of this problem arose.
那当我没有遇到这些难处之前，如果你问我同样的问题啊。
I would have told you that I was became a Christian when I turned 10.
我会告诉你，我十岁我就信耶稣了，我成了基督徒了。
I was at a church camp and I asked Jesus to come into my heart.
我参加一个教会，什么夏令营，我就请耶稣进到我心里头。
And I believe that that's when I was converted and became a Christian.
我相信那个时候我就归信了，我成了基督徒啦。
But something's happened here recently.
最近发生一些事儿。
When I was 10, I did not feel conviction of sin.
当我十岁的时候，我不觉得我自己有什么罪。
I thought everybody did what I did, and I thought I was better than most.
我想大多数人做的都跟我一样，我比他们更好，他们不如我呢。
But one evening, while I was hurting so badly,
但有一天晚上，我心里头难过的不得了。
I was in the middle of my living room floor.
我在我的客厅的当中
，hunkered down, just
我在那伏伏，我心碎，我在哭泣。
All of a sudden, I began to feel.
突然之间，我感觉到。
My sin.
我感觉到我自己罪孽深重。
Not my husband's sin,
不是我老公的罪
my sin.
不是我乃是我自己的罪。
I realized what I had done to God.
我突然意识到我触犯了神得罪了神。
As bad as my husband is treating me, I've done to God much worse.
正如我老公这么对我，我对神做得更糟糕。
And I saw that for the very first time in my entire life.
这是我一辈子头一次我看到自己的本相。
And I cried out to God for His mercy.
我就呼求神，求他怜悯我。
And I believe He forgave me.
我相信他赦免了我。
And now I have a new life.
现在我在基督一个新生命。
I have a new hope.
有个新的指望。
I know Him.
我认识他了。现在。
In the midst of her being cut,
当他被修剪的过程当中，他认识了神。
She found life.
他找到了生命。
You say, but I'm already a Christian. I don't understand. What has that got to do with me?
你说我已经是基督徒，我不明白，那跟我什么关系？
That if God would do that for somebody who's not already yet His child,
如果神能够为一个不是他孩子的人成就这些事的话，
What will He do for you?
他会为你做什么呢？
You already is His child.
你已经是他孩子。
God's not punishing you.
神不是在惩罚你。
He's loving you.
他乃是在爱你。
Receive the pruning knife.
你要接受他的修剪的刀子。
What you cannot see right now.
你现在看不懂的，不明白的。
The knife is guided by your best friend.
你他的修剪刀子是你的知己朋友在引导。
Also your father.
这位是他也是你的父。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Thanks be unto you, O God.
感恩归给你，哦神啊。
For your unspeakable gift.
因着你那说不出来的恩典。
We thank you that you cared for your precious vine.
我们感谢你，因为你眷顾你所宝贝的葡萄树。
In the prime of his life, you cut him off.
在他的黄金年华，在他的最丰盛的时刻，你把他剪除了。
That we might have life.
好叫我们得到生命。
That we might be his branches.
好叫我们成为他的枝子。
Now we are in him and he is in us.
如今我们在他里面，他也在我们里面。
Hallelujah.
感谢赞美主。
We bless you.
我们赞美你。
Saying thank you just doesn't seem like it's enough, Father.
我们的言语无法表明我们的感恩。
But it's all we have.
但是我们只能说感谢。
Receive it and be blessed by our gratitude.
愿你接纳我们的感谢，而且得蒙该得的祝福。
As you worked in your true vine.
当你在你的真葡萄树里动工的时候。
Work in us.
也在我们里面。我们这些枝子里面动善功
，to ensure your son's success，
来保证你儿子的成功果效。
In Jesus' name we pray，
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.